Department stores, they set up chairs for women to get their makeup done, like in the makeup department. I don't really know why, but I guess it's nice to get like an end of the year makeover or whatever. So I like to go to department stores. I specifically like to go to Nordstrom's, and I like to go up to every woman who's sitting in one of those chairs getting her makeup done, and I like to say, I think you're beautiful just the way you are. And I don't say it because it's true. I say it because I'm a really strong supporter of Bloomingdale's. Speaking of the holiday season, last Christmas I got a new computer monitor. So I've been doing like the dual monitor thing, which is really cool because porn was getting really boring for me. So I like to stream porn on one monitor, and I like to stream SpongeBob SquarePants on the other monitor. And I like to sync them so that they sort of interact. It's a little bit like this. Oh yeah, do you like that? Do you like that? What's my name?
Nah, Gary.
I think it makes it better. I haven't shaved in 6 months. I really wish I could grow a beard because beards make you look really mysterious and interesting, especially if you're a woman. But the cool thing about beards is that two kinds of people have beards. Really smart people, and really crazy people. So if you think about it, really smart people like Socrates, he had a beard, I think. And then really crazy people like Rasputin had a beard. And beards make you look really interesting because when I see somebody with a beard, all these sort of mysterious questions pop into my head, like, are you crazy? Are you smart? What does your chin look like? I will never know.
Never know.
I wonder what they called handlebar mustaches before the invention of the bicycle. Let's get out that sink. I really can't wait till I'm old, like I'm a really old person, because old people can't use technology. If you guys have parents, you probably know what I'm talking about. My mom just got email. Anyway, I can't wait until I get really old and I can't use any technology, because in the future we will probably have video phones, and old people will still yell into them, like. They'll be sitting there, and they're just going to be like, oh, I don't know how to use this. I don't understand technology. This invention of the video phone, this is the worst invention since the staircase. Because I hate stairs. I'm sorry. geriatric humor. I don't know if that went. Old people don't like stairs because they fall down them. And it's very sad. You just have to get into the mindset. I was talking to one of my friends from back home one day, and we were talking about when we grow up and we have kids. And he's sort of like this like kind of macho-y, like muscly dude, and he's like, I can't wait to have kids. I hope they're better than me in every aspect, except for strength. That way I can keep them in check. I'm like, okay, I don't really care if my kids are stronger than me, as long as they don't inherit my ability to purchase and operate tasers. Don't tase me, Dad. I'm sorry, that was a meme. So as I said, I just moved here for graduate school, and I went to college at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and that school is 33% Asian, which means that the library is always 33% full at any one time. 27% if you don't count the Koreans smoking outside of the library, which happens to be a universal truth at every college. When I was in high school, none of my friends that were Asian knew how to ride a bicycle. I was like, that's weird. Why don't Asians from the ages of 16 to 20 know how to ride a bicycle? And then it hit me. Because riding a bike doesn't help you become a doctor unless you commute to med school. That one's funnier if you have Asian parents, I guess. So I went to college in Baltimore. And Baltimore sort of gets like a bad rap for being like a really violent city. Which I guess is kind of true because like half my friends have been mugged and robbed and stuff. So what I learned, like the best deterrent to keep a robber from mugging you is to carry around nunchucks. Now, I don't know how to use nunchucks, but you can't really carry around nunchucks without at least looking like you maybe know how to use them. It's sort of like an abacus. So a few of my friends here, a few of my friends from grad school are here, and a couple of them went skydiving at the beginning of the year, which is really cool. It's like a cool thing to do to like scratch off the bucket list or whatever. But I could never go skydiving because it combines three of my greatest fears: falling, heights, and pooping my pants when there's a man strapped to my back. Speaking of poop, I think it's really unnerving. It's like really, I don't know if you guys like have the same feeling, but it's really unnerving to walk into a public restroom when it's dark. Like, does anybody else feel this way? Like, if you walk into a public restroom and it's dark, like, don't you just feel really uncomfortable? And like, it doesn't make any sense to me because I know poop monsters are just as afraid of the dark as I am. That was more of a reason for me to write the words poop monster on this sticky note. So in grad school we have to give a lot of presentations, and then over the years I've learned that presentations, if you're giving a presentation, it's a lot more effective if you use laser pointers, and this is especially true if the audience is full of kittens. And it's good that I'm getting a sense that like everybody here is kind of like of the older crowd, like you're at least 20 years old, I feel, which is good, because if I tried to do this joke for young people, I don't think they would get it. Do you guys remember the show Ghost Rider?
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah, like Ghost Rider, word.
Word.
Right? Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know what Ghost Rider is, I got this synopsis off of IMDb. The show is about a group of teenagers who go around solving neighborhood crimes and mysteries in New York City as young detectives with the help of a very secretive friend, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider cannot hear, talk, smell, or feel. He can only read and write. He only sees words. No one else can see him but the Ghost Rider team. In addition, the Ghost Rider team have to solve their own mystery. Who's Ghost Rider? I don't know. But I was thinking about this show the other day. And if you think about it a little bit harder, the show premise for Ghost Rider could only work in the pre-internet era. Think about it. It's a bunch of teenagers who solve mysteries, and they can only talk to this ghost rider through the computer, and nobody else can see him or talk to him. Like, isn't that really creepy? Imagine if you're one of the parents of a kid who was a ghostwriter kid. Like, hey, Tommy, what are you doing? It's 10 p.m. right now. Where are you going? Oh, nowhere. I'm going to the park by myself to solve a mystery because ghostwriter told me to. I think a better show for the modern day would be To Catch a Ghostwriter. Featuring Chris Hansen. All right, thanks. That's all I got. Stand up here and just continue talking because I have all your attention, which is cool. I don't have that a lot of times.
What do you study?
I study material science, which nobody knows.
That's hilarious!
Material science is the study of materials. You like test. You test like. Oh really? Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you an actual definition. Material science is the study of the properties of materials, like in general, like so this garage is made out of like, I guess concrete or whatever, so you can test like the strength of concrete or like the breaking strength or whatever, that kind of stuff. Electronics, all that.
And what is your master's in?
I'm getting my master's while I'm going into a PhD.
Very cool. Yeah. Do you have a specific interest?
I'm working on this has become a seminar. On material science, which is good because when you're sitting at the table at Christmas dinner or whatever, you can totally explain this to people who don't really care, which is what I do when Christmas is over. So I am working on things called environmental barrier coatings. So basically, when you ride in an airplane, airplanes have like jet engines, and jet engines, the parts in jet engines right now are made out of metal. But if you could increase the combustion temperature in a jet engine, you could make it more efficient. Like you could reduce carbon emissions and NO2 emissions like fivefold and twofold if you could like increase the temperature. And you could also make your engine more efficient. I think my advisor told me that you could save 1 million gallons of gas per airplane per year if you could implement materials that could operate at higher temperatures. And so to do that, you need to first develop the new material, which we have, but that material has some problems because it doesn't like water vapor, and water vapor is everywhere. And so these environmental barrier coatings protect these new materials from water vapor.
Yes.
Yeah, science. During that entire time, I still couldn't think of another joke. So, I think that's my cue. Josh should say something because it's his birthday.
Yeah, speech.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get the spotlight off of me because I don't want to keep talking.
Come on, Josh.
Because I don't know anybody.
Josh. Josh.
Yeah.
Josh. 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 Josh.
stories.
Last one.
It's your birthday, come on, Josh.
Talk about next year's birthday fest.
Talk about end of the world fest.
Yeah.
End of the world fest.
2K12.
Yeah!
Two words.
Hey. Hey.
jackal.